friends, Archangel here. I have recently been informed that the girls now are different. Girls nowadays, they are cool. They will take care of males. Contemporary women are less self-centered than those feminists with rainbow armpits. Modern women are caring and fair-minded. The game has changed, blah, blah, etc. People will infer that male empowerment is obsolete, living in some prejudicial bubble of the past. Different, huh? Really? Different than the riots over Hillary's defeat? Different than the pink cat hats and women's marches? Different than provisional usurpation campaigns such as Me Too, Time's Up? Yeah, these things are so outdated, irrelevant, and forgotten by the general collective feminine. I mean, they were, like, what, 3 years ago? You betcha. Chicks are different today, wholly divergent from the gynocentrism and hypergamy driving female basal urges since time immemorial. Yeah, women are so different, balanced and fair, completely different from last year, or 2 years ago, 2 decades, 2 centuries, 2 millennia ago. One little wrench in this hypothesis? Existence and legislation still favors females. Women still command protection and provision from validation-desperate disposable shovels. So why would females be suddenly different from years or decades ago? Because males are awakening and withdrawing? Yeah, not so much. The number of awakened males pales in juxtaposition to the thirsty blue pill addicts white knighting throughout the world. And even if awakened males walking away hit a critical mass compelling wide-scale feminine change, first, it is fake change to continue utility usurpation from males. And two, sex interaction is a staring contest. Females need only hold strong in their demands, and males, pathetic and weak as they are, with uncontrolled sexual appetites or unhealed emotional wounds, they will eventually cave and come crawling back to females begging attention and affection. So, again, where is the impetus for females to change? Females are hailed as living deities, worshipped by groveling throwaway humans. Why would they come off their thrones and offer reciprocal worship to the throwaway humans kneeling at their feet? Yeah, okay, well, I'll tell you what has not changed. Guys, they still service, coddle, placate, defer to, labor for, and die on behalf of females. Females can be different all they want, but when guys grovel and beg as they do, females are enabled to use and discard males, then rinse and repeat. Until males change, nothing changes. Female exaltation, male devaluation continues its reign as the human paradigm, regardless of how many skirts are now cool and different. So, having heard all manner of change exclamations from males purporting some degree of awakening, thus I decided to get on Tinder and Bumble to witness this huge difference. According to validation addicts, I should be able to readily extrapolate this grand-scale feminine reform. I wasted much time over several weeks just comparing and contrasting profile trends with what I noticed years ago when I was purple pill. I attempted to observe the general direction of current social engineering, since guys like to pretend social affairs are significantly improving for guys. And, well, I have to report that, no, they are not suddenly different. The guises change, but the game remains gyno-steeped. Now, obviously, dating is a realm of much subterfuge and shallowness, a kingdom of fakery and lies from both sexes, a place of aesthetic exaggeration, even overt deception regarding appearance, life situation, etc. Meanwhile, at the same time they deceive folks about themselves, daters will issue ridiculous qualifications and demands expecting all other players to be honest and genuine in their information and self-representations, as they like and swipe right the same 20% that 80% of their sex also fancies. Dating really is a ludicrous arena of intoxicated barter, much like bidding fever at an auction. It is simply pretty pictures, alongside agreeable life descriptions, attempting to tease one party into chasing the other, giving the chaste the power in the negotiation. And we all know the paradigm. Males chase, females play coy and modest, with a performance of resisting the promiscuous man-ape advances, which fuels male desire even more for conquest. This, and all things dating, ultimately bestows females the superior position in dating scenarios, much the same as their superior position in human life value. This is gynocentrism, and there seems to be no place it is not. Dating is a joke. I gave it up years ago, and research forays such as this reminds me of that wisdom. Now, when it comes to females on dating sites, yes, outliers exist. Regional variances may be applicable, and not all females conform to these loose observations. Yet, that said, there are a few items of note rendered conspicuous. Namely, there seems to be more persona polarity, similar in feeling to the increase in political polarity. For example, females are either going more girly, even neotenous, or they are going for the tough, rugged, independent identity. Not much in between. The overt girl power types seem to be going the girly route, with all these apps that make their eyes bigger, or artificially colorful, or removing their skin flaws, or adhering cat ears or chipmunk noses to their images. And these are the females deluded by feminism's mantra of overweight being beautiful, and guys not attracted to sloppy are simply sexist pigs enforcing the suffocating beauty standards in cosmetic use onto females, driving them to eating disorders just to please these insatiable totalitarians who oppress women. However, the females that bought into this "I'm hot just as I am" feminist narrative are finding less attention from guys, and so they play up the only thing they can alter without months of cardboard food and gym sweating, their face. So they distract attention away from their bodies with bright colors and concealers and cover-up and hair-framing faces and apps which Photoshop away flaws. Hence, most of these big, beautiful, proud, independent females post only facial pictures because they know that an honest, unaltered body shot will get them crickets or low-life booty calls. Furthermore, many females use the cat ear or animal nose meme apps to try and invoke some sort of neotenous desire in males because, thanks to deep thinkers and anime, we now clearly understand the attraction of males to neoteny, which is a nebulous region mixing sexual desire with father-like protection of small girls, where we get females playing up their adult bodies, yet invoking cues reminiscent of little girls. Neoteny is inspired by cues such as pigtails, big eyes, small nose, full lips, small chin, and so females alter their pictures to invoke a similar desire protection reaction in males. Meanwhile, others use this cat ear nose meme as some sort of feminist declaration, similar in import to females wearing pink cat ears in women's marches. It's declaration to all. I am a member of the oppressed victims. We need more entitlements. Oh, and by the way, we are actually superior to men, so deal with it, man apes. So, extreme coloration or alteration through digital means is one end of the spectrum that I noticed. The other thing I noticed is more action pictures from women. I have never seen so many chicks water skiing or snowboarding, dirt biking or skydiving. Never so many pictures of women posing in front of the Taj Mahal or goofballing in front of the Sphinx. Never so many pictures of girls in camouflage shooting bows, and never so many females with dogs. Yes, dogs. We thought skirts prefer cats, and they do. They chose cat ears to represent feminine in all the women's marches and protests. And certainly the big, beautiful, neoteny ambitious photoshoppers flaunt their cat love. Many even have pictures of their cats in their profile. Yet this new wave of rugged females that do what the boys do, they are assimilating everything male, including their proclivity for the companionship of canines. Seeing females with dogs, some with two or three, caught my attention. Now the gynocentrically entrained will say, yeah, obviously now that feminism has started winning females equality, women can now go out and actually live life. Patriarchy kept them from living life for so long, maybe they would have gravitated towards dogs and bow hunting and four-wheeling all along. But they have been forced into dolls and cats and cooking and laundry. Yet now, thanks to feminism, they can do, be, and like whatever they want. So, people will assess this observation of action and travel pictures from females as proof of female oppression rescinded, thanks to progress-minded organizations like left-wing political parties or feminists, rather than recognize the reality taking place. This is a hostile takeover of everything male, with the purpose of expressing superiority. Females have traveled and played in the mud for years, yet the last time I was on dating sites, which admittedly is a couple years ago, I do not remember the sheer amount of chicks doing guy thing pictures that I see in nearly every other profile currently. And this starkness makes it stand out in my mind. And though I cannot make definite connections, I surmise this increase in girls doing rugged guy things, or the fearless globe-trotting pictorial biographies that they post, much was heavily influenced by Trump defeating Hillary. So this seems a middle finger response aimed at males, much like the social coup attempts hashtagged as MeToo, etc. Rugged, camouflage-wearing, truck-driving females are merely another manifestation of females trying to usurp male interests or social position, stature, power, or wealth. This is not the bruised, beaten females kept in cages suddenly being allowed out into the sunlight to actually experience all the privileged male activities. This is a declaration of, we don't need males, we can do everything dudes can do, plus we gestate life and are prettier. Translated, we are the superior sex. Well, gee, this is interesting, huh? Actually, it is textbook predictable if you are awakened to male disposability. Follow the chain of custody. 1. Males are starting to awaken to gynocentrism due to the confluence of wealth and technology, enabling rabid femininity. Hence, men are starting to see females' true nature. Yes, because of toxic femininity thriving behind an honorable shield of gaining equal rights for the oppressed, this whole charade is actually waking males to their own disposability, even as they still have socially weaponized refrains of male privilege and patriarchal tyranny ringing in their ears, shaming them into submission to female favoritism constructs. Now, the magic here is turning desperation into declarations of superiority. The ignorant populace thinks these female pictures of travel and adventure simply demonstrates their independence, rather than their sentence to experience by themselves, because guys are withdrawing from responsibility for females. So it's not that females are superior, it is that males are telling breasted parasites to piss off, and so entitled princesses now get to ride four-wheelers and travel by themselves. This is why you see pictures where a group of girls are posing, all smiley-faced and thumbs up in their rock-climbing gear, while fellow sisters are like, hell yeah, girl power! But the reason is that guys don't want to tolerate or finance these grandiose queens anymore. And pictures seem to support this notion that they have to do things alone or with other empowered independent girlfriends who do not need men either. So they take pictures of themselves on mountaintops with bare torsos and arms raised triumphant at the world. Yet the trained eye sees something other than girl power. It is code for guys don't want to play with us anymore. Now, people will emphatically rebuke this assessment, but that does not mitigate its accuracy. All these rugged adventurer action pictures is quite simply a pictorial exclamation of superiority. You see, there is a narrative smothering all humanity, which is that females have been abused and oppressed for most of recorded history. And obviously, contemporary girls and women buy into this collective narrative because they realize that victimhood bestows them power. And this is how you get females who have never had it hard in their lives, females who've been pampered and coddled, females who have more rights and entitlements than boys. Once exposed to girl power propaganda, suddenly these pampered narcissists act like they have been egregiously repressed from freedom or adventure in life. These spoiled brat daddy's girls who go to college and suddenly they have been abused and they are fighting for female equality. Females who have been carried upon the shoulders of males and only have time to protest because a male somewhere is refining petroleum for her car or answering her 911 call or paying her tuition fees. Gynocentrism compels protection of females over males for reproductive ends. So convention has males bartering protection and provision for domestic subservience. Yet this has never been agreeable to females. They only put up with these terms under duress. But as soon as better terms come along, in the form of another male or a wealthy governing body sympathetic to female voters, they will jump ship at the earliest convenience, and this is recognized as the hypergamous mindset ubiquitous in human females. What females want is the protection and provision of traditionalism and simultaneous male subservience to them. In a word, females desire superiority, and for all intents and purposes, they have it through the female favoritism of nature and human legislation, all of which is ultimately enforced by thirsty white knight males. Yet, even with superiority attained, females cannot satiate their entitlement jackpot, victimhood. So they continue to proffer oppression and male tyranny, and thus elevated coddled generations of females plug into a collective stream of antiquated, even falsified propaganda, which proffers female victimization at male hands. Females who have been held down by the man, but now they are freed to do what they want, and their profile pictures have become their pictorial journey of freedom from male tyranny. Oh yes, it seems like a sweet story of exoneration, but the truth is, females are protected and valued above males, and the true story of freedom would be male exoneration from lesser value disposability. Still, the old cash cow, female oppression, is an irresistible golden goose to produce privilege and sidestep responsibility. So these females want to take over everything. Females want superiority, which they already have. Females are protected, males are discarded. Duh, they already have it better than males. Yet they want transparent, conspicuous reign over all testicle beings. The collective wants males to bow to them officially in public. So all these action shots are females' not-so-subtle messages that we are taking over everything male. We do not need you. We can hunt and fish and cross-country ski all on our own. In fact, we are better at all these guy things. See, we have on our wetsuits and we are smiling at the camera. That's how you know we are happy without men. You see, females want males to feel nervous. They want males to panic. Oh no! Females do not need us on the ski slopes or in the outback. They do not need us to go four-wheeling with them. Oh no! We better suck up to them even more so they will give us attention and maybe even let us tag along as they ride their UTVs or float their kayaks down rapids. The modern feminine seeks to take over male everything, their social positions, as well as their activities and favorite pets. This is subliminal attack on males. Females are doing all these traditional male activities, communicating the message, we can do everything dudes do. You're not that tough or skilled or cool. We can do it all without you. Yeah, great. You don't need males to hike a mountain. But if you slip and break a leg, you're darn sure these tough, independent women will be praying for a male to come along and assist them. Or if these intrepid, superior females meet trouble in the back alleys of the tourist destinations they goofball in their selfies, they will depend on males to assist them, or it will be male rescue or law enforcement workers that will come to their aid. Females can act like they don't need males precisely because they are sure males will come to their rescue when distressed. The message of independent women totally juxtaposes truth. Females need males. Males do not require females. Who tamed nature and built civilizations? Watch any survivalist reality show and observe which sex flourishes. Anyhow, we see females infiltrating and assuming ownership of traditional male activities. Gaming, trucks, motorcycles, extreme sports, surfing, skydiving, guns, and on and on and on. They want guys to see them and panic that females do not need them, meaning guys will hopefully raise the bar on their ass-kissing, service, and worship of females, just to be graciously included in activities with living deities who do not need them anymore. The greater bulk of the female population on these sites are effectively controlling both extremes. They are tarted up girly girl, and they are hanging out the windows of mud bog trucks with thumbs up and peace signs. Hey, I have no problem with chicks doing whatever the heck they want, but this is simply another way females are subliminally intruding into male things. They have intruded into male spaces online. They have intruded male traditions like Boy Scouts. They are in the process of taking over Hollywood, corporation, even government and military. They have their noses in sports, gaming, hunting, even Dungeons and Dragons. They are intruding everything male, where males like to gather and be themselves. And with the mere presence of females, males suppress themselves, police their actions, and start to compete and white knight for females. And females know this. That's why they pry their way into anything and everything masculine to exert their control over males. The flip side of this observation is that women, as a result of males retreating from them, are getting desperate, and they are trying to appeal to males through invocation of dudes' favorite activities as a way to lure them into relations. See, I like to ride four-wheelers and fish also, and I like to game, and I'm into sci-fi. This is simply a tactic by some to advertise themselves as cool, different than all the other high-maintenance, spoiled, entitled girly girls out there. It is a selection solicitation tactic to goad discerning males back into servitude to a down-home girl rather than a gold digger. But in the end, it is all males subjugated to females. Everything else is just details. How do males not understand this? The problem is that even if these females enjoy rugged outdoor activities like guys, once commitments are exacted and the relations have started, they will seek to change him, alter him, as a means of establishing control. They can't help it. So dirt biking chicks will change guys and exact provision just the same as gold digging LA dolls. These representations are simply symptomatic of our increasing devaluation of males. Political correctness sensitivity, and social chaos through movements utilizing victimization oppression platforms is securing females' supremacy legally and socially. And now we see females on paddleboards, or suing their way into everything, or buying muscle cars and getting Rottweilers. This is all simply supplanting boys in their own clubhouse. It is a hostile takeover. Now, obviously, some things have not changed on dating profiles. Females still belt out demands for how you should be, and they simply expect you to be cool with their threats of, "My kids come first," meaning you will always come last. This is an imaginary world where females make all kinds of demands and pretend themselves special above all other females. They still do ridiculous kissy faces, which is such a telling gesture that they think they are so hot and they are making love to themselves by proxy through their phone's camera. This is the type of female that thinks her mere presence is enough and her bunching her lips together is the only gesture required to make guys weak and compliant to her utility demands. The kissy face communicates her love of self and arrogant disdain of males as merely tools of worship. I still see females demanding wealth through such statements like, "He must have a job," and or, "He must have his stuff together." Yes, you do have idiot guys on these sites with ridiculous demands who flex for the camera and are full of themselves. But they do not matter, since dating is males solicit, females choose, much like reproductive frameworks. Thus, dating is gynocentric, and it is females who set the tone. So their behaviors and attitudes are more applicable to general social trends. And nothing has changed. Women still seek utility from males, and guys still gut themselves for a few pats on the head and the mere hint, the vague possibility for 3 seconds of female-assisted ejaculation. Now, looking at the greater female assimilating male trend, I find it to be selective assimilation. They do not want to assume the negative aspects of male, namely manual labor and death for others. I do not see females putting dog ears or noses on their doctored pictures. I do not see a decrease in cosmetic use, because females need to capitalize on males' proclivity for colorful, shiny things. I do not see females assuming all male yokes. They sure can pose beside jacked-up trucks or guns and dead deer, but they don't pose at a 70-hour-a-week hazardous job or while changing a flat tire for a guy on the side of the road. Think long and hard about this point. Females want to assume all things male, except devaluation, or discardation. Sure, they are tough and better than males, yet they draw the line at hard labor or death. So, no, nothing has changed. Appearances and tactics are altered, yet endgames remain intact. Utility usurpation from males. Until such time as guys wake up to the truth, they are the prize. When guys realize this in mass, then we will have impetus for chicks to actually change. Not because they suddenly care about dudes, but because they need guys, so they will have to alter behavior to continue parasitism. So, sorry, nothing has changed. It is business as usual. Gynocentrism. My friends, stand with me, live free.